Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
I am having a lot of fun talking to you about the love of God, how much God loves you, and I want to say grace and peace to you today, hoping and praying that your day goes so good, or that it went so good whenever you're listening to this, and that God's grace be with you, even as you sleep, even as you rest, if it's at the end of a long day, that God's grace be with you, and because remember, the beloved, the beloved have blessed sleep. Know that you're beloved. And that's what we're talking about this week. Not necessarily sleep, but, that's a pretty good one we could go with. We're talking about love and knowing that you're loved. I've been doing this for a few days and probably spent a day and then tomorrow we'll close out the month of January on the podcast by talking a little bit more about the love of God. I want to take you again into 1 John 4. I've worked several verses in this little passage of scripture this week and I take you now to the 19th verse. Remember yesterday we learned the 18th verse, he that fears is not made perfect in love. 19 says we love him because he first loved us. And I said we would talk about today, how do you know if you have it? How do you know if you have perfect love? Well, we can only love because he first loved us. So I'll say this, if you want to show love, you're going to have to know you're loved. And I said a few days ago, those signs that say loving God, loving man, loving God, loving people, they're a bit misleading because they make it look like it's, you know, it's your responsibility to go love God. And I don't think loving God is a responsibility. I think loving God is a response. We love him. Why? 19. Because he first loved us. Not we love him because he told us to. Under the law, yes. Under the law. A guy asked Jesus, what's the greatest commandment under the law? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. You want to know what the biggest one under the law is? Go love God. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Well, the problem is you wouldn't love him with all your heart. If you didn't love him with all your heart, you surely weren't going to love your neighbor as yourself. And so, boom, broke the law. But Jesus fulfilled the law. And when we receive his love, we receive his fulfillment of the law. That's how you'll know. Let me shift gears for just a second and answer that question. How do I know if I have it? How do I know? Let me get this proof. Let me get this test. And it'll seem like we're going off the beaten path for a second, but let me say this. Many are close to the cross, but they're not close to Christ. A lot of people are dancing up against this, but they're not really embracing it. Here's an example. The soldiers at the foot of Calvary gamble for the robes of Jesus. It's the same robe that Jesus was wearing when he walked down the street one day and the crowds pressed him and suddenly he stopped and said, who touched me? And one of his disciples was, Lord, what do you mean who touched me? A lot of people touched you. Jesus said, no, this was different. I felt power go out of my body. And what we know as the audience reading the story is that a woman with an issue of blood had elbowed her way through the crowd, grabbed the hem of the garment of Jesus and had been healed instantly in her body. Now, why is it that the soldiers could gamble at the foot of the cross and have their hands all over that robe and not one of them report a miracle? Yet the woman with the issue of blood could just touch the hem of the garment and get what she was looking for. It's because a lot of people dance very close to the love of God but never embrace it for themselves. The soldiers did not embrace that outer garment as a healing garment. They just gambled for it. The woman with the issue of blood embraced the man inside the garment. And I think that's the difference in loving by responsibility and loving by response. Let me show you, take you to scriptures for this. The book of Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, and I'm running close on time, so we'll read this and then we'll finish tomorrow. The 13th chapter of Deuteronomy says in verse 3, You shall not hearken to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. The Lord, in the old covenant, the Lord would prove to see if you loved him with all your heart and with all your soul. And the word prove is the word nasa, which means to test. God would prove our love by obedience. I'll close this podcast today by saying this. Under the old covenant, God tested man to find out whether he loved him or not. Not to whether God loved him, but whether man loved him. And I'll close with this and pick up right here tomorrow. But then came Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.